Okay, I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting back to order. September 29th, it's 1 p.m. And I'm waiting on the clerk so we can do a roll call, please.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Unmuted.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Levin?
Present.
Congressman Keane?
Present.
Congressman Bickford? Congressman Bickford?
Okay, clerk. I think we have a quorum. So before the recess, we were discussing ONCA 2056, an act to require political contributions made on behalf of the Osage Nation to be funded, administered, and awarded by the Political Contributions Committee. And the sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, are you on the line?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I believe Congressman Potts, would you like to continue with the rest of your bill, sir?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So just to wrap up just the overall presentation of the bill, Section 5 of the political contribution bill, it actually requires the Political Contributions Committee to respond to any request from the principal chief. So if there were any concerns that potentially this committee was established to stall executive prerogative on who we contribute to as a nation, that's just not the case. Section 5 specifically handles that and says that all requests for political contributions made by the principal chief shall be considered within 10 business days of the initial request. So in no way is this meant to prohibit or curtail any function of our government. What it simply is designed to do is to put more eyes on how we contribute politically. And I think that it's important, setting the bill aside, what we're looking at right now, we're looking at cuts to funds that are $10,000, $20,000 on an annual basis. There's $150,000 in our political contributions line right now. That certainly should be under scrutiny, because what we've seen is just with these donations, there's $50,000 that I would like to have back. There's $25,000 to Governor Stitt. This is something that's near and dear to my heart. It's important for us to have a political strategy on how we work with other governmental entities that have an impact on the Osage Nation. And furthermore, I think that this should be under scrutiny, because we're looking right now at $150,000, or let's just say $100,000, that's available for political contributions that we're going to approve for October 1. There's no way we should be giving out $100,000 from October until November 3rd, when the election is. After November 3rd, there's no need for political contributions for a while. You've got, these campaigns are done. And then when you get into February, Congressman Big Horse, I think you can correct me, they're not allowed to accept political contributions during a legislative session. So we've got $150,000 in a line that could be used for political contributions that we're not even going to be able to tap, because they go from February at least till May. So you're going to be in May before we can tap this political contributions line. Even that, I just think more eyes on how we give politically is a good thing right now. So with that, I will yield and open the floor to any questions.
Second speaker, okay. This is Alice.
Yes, go ahead.
So I don't have any questions. I just have some comments. And I believe that we do have a strategy. The strategy is that Congress appropriates the dollars. And if we don't like the amount that's been sent over, then we strike it and we put in another number. And two, that the Osage people elected a chief, and this area has always lied with the chief to make those decisions on who the Osage Nation gives money to for political donations. That's who the people put in office overwhelmingly in the last election. And I may not agree with the number, and I might be for a reduction in the line item. And so I'm a no for this piece of legislation. I could be for amending the line item that has the number in it to a lesser number. I think that whoever sits in the position of chief is always going to be more in the know of what's going on at the federal and state level, because that's their job. And they are going to know more than we are on Congress. And it's not that, you know, we're not going to have a seat at the table. We obviously do. But are we going to know every single thing that's going on at the federal and state level at the exact same time that chief knows? No. We're going to find the speaker's going to know before us. And that's just the way that it is. I'm comfortable with that. That's why we elect a chief, and that's why we elect a speaker. So I'm against this legislation. I'll be a no vote for it. And I'm for amending the number down a little bit, if that's the desire of this committee, or I don't even know where that hasn't even been reported out yet, I don't think. But I would be for amending the legislation down a little bit in the number area. But that's just my opinion on this. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Are there any other comments by the committee at this time?
Chairwoman Revard.
Yes, go ahead, Congressman Keene.
I agree with everything Congresswoman Goodfox said. And to me, this appears to be a solution looking for a problem. That's pretty much all I got. So,
any other comments from the committee?
Yes, this is Brandy.
Yes, ma'am.
I just need a moment to look at something really quick, my numbers here. So I appreciate the comments that both of the previous members, Goodfox and Keene, spoke about. And I make a motion to postpone ONCA 2056 indefinitely.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? If not, clerk, could I have a roll call vote, please?
Congresswoman Shaw? Yes. Congresswoman Lemon? Yes. Congresswoman Keene? Yes. Congresswoman Baker? Yes. Congresswoman Walker? Yes. Congresswoman Rebar? Yes.
Okay, so we have another item on the agenda that was tabled, which is ONCA 2082. And that is the bill that includes our IDC departments and tribal work. And the sponsor, as you know, is Congressman Walker. I think Congressman Walker sent an email to our legislative council and budget analyst. And so let's see what we need to do to get this bill out. Congressman Walker?
Yes, ma'am. The only correspondence I've received back, at least unless I'm missing something, is Trey, and he said yes if he believes so. My question to the budget analyst and Trey for ONC 2082 is in order with the amendment that had been made to 2076, and Trey said he believes so, asked if I had any specific concerns, and I said nothing in particular, just wanted to make sure that it was in order before we pass it out of committee. Mr. Frazier, are you on the line with us? Have you had a chance to do any more research? You stated earlier that you thought that the amendments that have been so far were below the line.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
The report that Treasury sent over at the beginning of the session said that we were set to collect $9,205,311 in indirect cost recoveries. The changes that Congress has made to date reduced that by about $445,643. So the amount we're set to collect now in IDC is $8,759,668. It's okay. Sorry about that. So basically, we're still set to collect $563,000 more than what they're going to need this year. All the IDC programs combined are asking for Congress to authorize about $8.1 million or $8.2 million for them to use this next fiscal year, and we're set to collect over $500,000 more than that, so we should be okay. I ran that math by the controller about a week ago, and the numbers were pretty similar, and she said that yes, that was fine. They wouldn't need to make any reductions to the budgets in ONCA 2082 because of the changes Congress has made. They're still.
Chairwoman.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, Congressman.
I'm comfortable with my bill as it is, and, you know, it needs to get out of committee today. It needs to be considered and hopefully passed tomorrow along with ONCA 2076. So if anyone doesn't, if nobody has anything that they want to take a closer look at or any amendments, I'm ready to move on it. And if something arises between now and general order day two tomorrow, then, I mean, if something does, then we can propose that amendment on the floor.
Okay, thank you, Alice. Yes, Alice. I mean, I'm sorry, Congresswoman Goodfox.
That's okay, second speaker. Thank you. I'm sorry. I heard Congressman Walker mention 2076. Are you on another bill or that bill? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
It's okay. We are actually moved on to 2082. 2076 was passed out with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Okay. I have discussion, but it's not germane to the bill, but in front of you all, it was just that Congressman Walker mentioned 2076, and so I don't know if I can have the floor or not to just say a quick word. If I could, then I would appreciate it.
Vice Chair, are you okay with Congresswoman Goodfox making a comment at this time?
Heck no, shut her down.
Okay. Well, I do apologize to the committee. I was 25 minutes late to the appropriations meeting this afternoon, and you all had already moved on. So I am going to have some amendments since you guys have already reported out 76, and I just wanted to let the committee know that I'm going to have some amendments for travel, which I had brought up. I felt like I didn't really get a lot of consensus, but it's pretty minimal, and I just didn't want to. I didn't want anyone on the committee to think that I wasn't listening to your meetings, because I have been, or that I didn't, you know, have any regard for the committee, because I know you guys have put in a lot of work. But I'm going to make one motion for all of the board travel to be taken out. That will be one motion, and then I'll have a few other motions with a few reductions. And I just wanted to let the committee know that beforehand. And when I get it all prepared, I will send it via email even before, I hope before tomorrow, before it hits the floor. So I just wanted to make that comment. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Okay, so I think we've heard the comments from the sponsor of ONCA 20-82. Would anyone on the committee like to make any motions on this bill?
I make a motion to report ONCA 20-82 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Is there a second?
As amended.
Okay.
As amended. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Whew, sorry about that.
Okay. And we have a second. Any discussion? If not, roll call vote, please, Clerk.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congressman Bickford?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebar?
Yes. Okay, thank you, committee. I believe we've went through all of the agendas on today's meeting, or went through all the items on today's agenda. And our last item is adjournment. Clerk, is there anything I'm missing?
Just everybody needs to watch their inbox for committee reports.
Yes, we sent the clerk sent a committee report this morning, and we're not getting any action. So if you guys could respond to her email. So anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, say yes.
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 Thank you, committee.
Thank you, Speaker.
Muted.
It'd be great if you guys would have went back and just pushed it all out to the floor, because it sounds like everybody's going to do all kinds of shit on the floor anyways. But we'll just do it again Thursday.